A bill aimed to amend the Patients' Rights Act to provide a stronger legal basis for coercive measures and to reduce the risk of inhuman treatment was first introduced in Parliament in 21. It did not pass in 21, but extensive consultations took place in the aftermath with the aim of passing the bill. Now, the new bill was to include provisions that patients have the right to appeal decisions regarding the use of coercion or challenge its use, even in the absence of a formal decision. The bill was also to include a new provision specifically concerning children and the application of coercion. And overall, the aim was to codify the principle prohibiting the use of coercion, force, or other forms of interference with patients' autonomy, freedom, and privacy. And this was also to apply to the prison population. Now, this bill was supposed to be addressed in Parliament this November, according to the latest information that I have. So understandably, there might be delay in this, given that we have elections in November. So this might be delayed naturally, understandably, as they need to break for elections. Maybe just to say that overall, I think on mental health and health in general, I think there have been serious attempts to increase the collaboration between the Prison Operation Administration and the National Hospital overall. There is an acknowledgement that more needs to be done and that they are resource constrained as cases, mental health cases and substance abuse cases in prisons can be highly complex and often requiring specialized services. And some of this is beyond what the team currently can provide. But this is acknowledged and will hopefully be addressed in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Hadla. If you add just a few words to this.
Yes, thank you. I'd just like to comment a little bit about the bill of the Act on Legal Competence. Taking comments, for example,